to the following program were pre-recorded.
Danny Bonaducci.
Today we're talking to Danny Bonaducci. A lot of you have lived with a Danny, or you're living with one now.
Bonaducci! Bonaducci!
There's not much more Danny can do to surprise us, but leave it to Danny to reinvent himself once again.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci, morning show host, 102.5 KZOK.
They're like, who's making biscuits? And Danny's like, it's me.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
An impression of Christopher Walken. Oh, I had all that time in the world. Don't rush me. It is 5:55. I'm Danny Bonaducci. This is KZOK. Good morning.
Please tell me we're going to get one.
Sure, if you really want one.
Yeah.
One what?
An impression of Christopher Walken.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were asking for. And eventually, all women I know ask for that. It's the weirdest thing in the world. So yesterday, my lovely wife and I went down the Burke Gilman Trail. And we do it a lot. We have a lovely time. We try and do it every single day, at least 2 miles every single day. We ran out of time and trail or something yesterday, but we got in, you know, a mile and a half and or so. And I noticed there's a big difference the way I walk and the big way that Amy walks, and that is this. You're walking along with me. You've got your earbuds in. You're playing your book on tape or whatever the hell it is. And then I'm next to you, and I say, look at that bridge. Look at that boat. I wonder how much that costs. Check that house out. It's blue. Constantly the whole thing. Here is an impression of Amy walking with me. Wake up, young lady. I'm making you offers you can't refuse.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. The home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. 102.5 KZOK and iHeartRadio station. Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
We'll start with some music news. A very cool piece of David Bowie memorabilia is going up for auction.
Wow.
And I think Amy just stole your wallet, so you can't get involved, Danny.
Okay, what do we got?
A David Bowie guitar, which he signed with the words "Ground Control to Major Tom."
Wow.
It's like we planned that.
Yeah, yeah, it is. One of my favorite, I mean, everybody, I was just watching a documentary on him, and I was alive and well and understood things. He came to my attention in high school, but I didn't realize how clever his words are and things like the ground control to Major Tom, they want to know what shirts you wear, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Brilliant.
Well, and I mean, such an amazing song, an amazing album, and this is a very important guitar.
Yeah.
I do not know how much.
It's an auction, you said?
It's an auction.
Yeah, you never know how much.
The Omega Auctions music memorabilia sale that happens in 1 week. I mean, I've got to imagine it's a boatload of money.
Yeah, a boatload of money. You know that that lightning bolt he had in his face that one time?
Yeah.
We went to England, and Amy, I did not think I was being tricked. There's a plaque on the wall that looks just like that somewhere in London, and he's leaning up the same wall. And we took that picture, and I didn't think much of it. I'm a fan. I like the guy. And when I got home and saw it, that was super cool. I mean, I wish I had the dough to bid this, but I do not.
Well, maybe it'll be $5.
Yeah. Okay, I'll count on that, Sarah.
Well, and Danny, your other favorite band is in the news.
T-Bow!
Close.
All right.
BTS.
Oh, I love those guys.
McDonald's announced late yesterday it's launching a collaboration with BTS. It's the BTS meal.
I'm sorry?
So instead of a Happy Meal,
yeah,
it's a BTS meal.
Okay.
The meal includes a 10-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, a medium Coke, special sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces.
That is beautiful. You know how these boy bands, they always have at least one ugly one?
Mm-hmm.
BTS does not have
Mm-mm.
that. They have maybe a dash less beautiful, but they don't have the Joey Fatone, man. They're all beautiful.
Related, unrelated, do you know what Joey Fatone does now?
No.
He is the host, so to speak, of Family Feud.
Yeah.
So he's the one who says, "Welcome, it's Steve Harvey."
No.
And, And then he gets the crowd going and like engages the family and stuff.
I know. Remember, I've had two talk shows and been on 50. And that guy's job is to do exactly what you said.
Yeah.
To get them all geared up and ready to go. But Joey Fatone has some talent and some money, I think. What's he being the greeter for?
I mean, I guess because it's Family Feud and it's Steve Harvey and he's probably getting paid boatloads would be my guess.
He doesn't, I don't think so. I think he's the, here's my boss, and then you're done doing anything till the commercial breaks, and you say, how was that, ladies and gentlemen? Should he spin the wheel one more time, or whatever the hell you do to win that show?
Yeah, I mean, unexpected. That's why I thought I would share.
Yeah, it is unexpected and kind of neat, to be honest with you.
He's got $7 million net worth.
That's it.
What? That's it. Actually, you're right. I'm with you, Sarah. I thought it'd be at least 25.
So, I mean, I guess it's too hard to, you can't compare him to Justin Timberlake, so I guess you'd have to look at somebody else in the band to see, I can't think of another person's name.
No, Lance Bass.
Was he in that band?
I don't know. But he was on TV yesterday, and the whole NSYNC, or most of NSYNC, was on the home network for where you build a house, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the joke was, and it was all NSYNC, the whole band.
Oh, that's cool.
By the way, did you hear my knocking? Because it was great.
I did. It was amazing.
All right, cool. I feel better about it.
$22 million for Lance Bass.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can see that.
What did he do?
I've never actually really met him in a sense. I didn't really step and talk to him. When I was a courtin', if you will, with the lovely and talented Amy, she had these friends in from Norway who turned out to just see my CSI or whichever one it was. They just saw it. So now I'm a really big star in America and dating Amy, and they're very excited. And Lance Bass walks in. And the girls go crazy, and I just walked up to his table and said, you'd be doing me a big favor if you went over to that table and said hi to the girls from Norway. And he did. Marched over there like it was his job. So I kind of love that guy.
That's nice. Well, good news for fans of the show/movie Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
They announced the gang is back together again for a second film.
Okay. I'll watch it. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it.
So did you watch the series or just the movie?
Movie.
You should watch the whole thing. It's super good.
I'm a real boy. I don't have that much time for that. I was shocked that I saw the movie.
The Seattle area was, in America, one of the top viewerships for Downton Abbey. People loved the show and the movie. So the show wrapped up and they're like, oh, we're going to come out with a Christmas movie. And now they announced another one that will be in theaters for Christmas this year.
Well, as I said, I will totally watch it. It's funny, when I watched it, Amy got me to say, come on, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. And I said, okay. Once I watched it, I think I was a little more excited than she was. I thought it was great.
It cost under $20 million to make, and it brought in almost $200 million.
That's a nice day out. Yeah.
Well, I wondered about Amy Bonaducci when I saw this next story, how Amy would feel about this one.
All right. By the way, she's in the very next room. I can find out.
Hi, Amy. There is a petition on change.org calling for Disney and other movies, but mainly Disney, to stop the wicked stepmother storyline.
Well, shut up, for God's sakes. You know, there is a wicked stepmother. There's also a couple of scenes that are racist because the world was different then. The black crows sitting in the trees singing a spiritual, if you will, but completely racist. But it wasn't when they made it. I don't want to cut things out. There was all that Christmas song, I want, what'd you put in my drink or some such thing. It's a little Christmas song. Now nobody wants anybody to sing it.
Well, they say moving forward, though, stop characterizing stepmothers in movies and books as willfully ignoring their stepchildren, denigrating and abusing them in the worst case.
Well, maybe these mothers-in-law and stuff should stop being such total bitches, and then we wouldn't have to cut them out of the movie.
It's stepmothers, which is one.
My wife's a stepmother?
Yes.
To who? Does she have something going on I don't know about?
You have two children.
Oh, are they nice?
Well.
Yeah.
Okay, this next story is pretty cool. The prequel to Mad Max, starring Anya Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth.
I can't work with her or him if they had the whole name. Cut down the name a little bit. What's his name her name?
Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Yeah, oh, my God, I love him.
Will be starring alongside Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, too many names.
So this is a movie they've just announced will be filmed in Australia. And they are expecting this to be the biggest film ever made in Australia.
I never stand in line. I'm not willing to stand in line. There's nothing I want bad enough to stand in line except Chris Hemsworth being Mad Max. I will walk around the block backwards to go see that.
So they're going to be traveling all over locations across New South Wales, a mining town called Broken Hill, all the surrounding area, which will naturally provide a post-apocalyptic landscape.
Yeah, well, that whole area is filled with people who dug straight down and then built very nice homes when they got to the bottom of these mines. It's a really interesting place. I've never seen it in real life, but I just saw something on TV not long ago.
But I mean, even if you haven't been there, like I've never been to the Outback. I've been to Australia, but to go to the Outback, it's barren. And so it's the perfect place to film something that's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
They said they filmed some other movies there before, like the Mad Max Fury Road. They actually had to shoot in Namibia because there was an unseasonable rain that left the Outback green.
Oh wow, you can't have that. Yeah.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA.
1-800-DUIOA.
Well, the Mariners back in swing, and we want to play Mariners KZOK Music Trivia right now, giving you a chance to win a Mariners prize pack.
I'm ready.
All right. This is from the team store. It's full of all sorts of very cool Mariners gear. Here's how the game works. We play a song clip. And then you start calling 800-252-1025.
Well, don't just call us. You have to know the song. Don't be weird and just come, go, hey, I just want to say, can you play Led Zeppelin? Don't do that.
That's correct, Danny. You do need to know the song title and the artist. Waldo, play today's clip, please. I'll be singing with my band. Cross the water, cross the lake. I've seen every blue-eyed doozy on the way. Oh, this one might be difficult today. What do you think?
Oh, this is one of the first ones I just got almost immediately.
Nice. All right, call right now, 800-252-1025. If you think you can tell us the song title and the artist, the first person to correctly do so will win the Mariners prize pack. Call now. Oh, well, something very cool happened last night. That would be a spectacular Mariners game. Beautiful night at the ballpark, and man, offense and defense came together to beat the Dodgers 4-3.
Very nice, very nice.
So the Mariners are on a tear. The Dodgers have lost two in a row. You know what? Let's make it three in a row.
Did you just say ma-ha-ha?
Come on, say it. It's fun.
Is that your evil laugh? Yeah. Are you the evil stepmother? Amy is going to fly in this door and think the house is on fire.
Dodgers again today, 1:10 start time. We do have a day game you can watch on Root Sports. And of course, we are letting fans into T-Mobile Park, so you can go to mariners.com/tickets to get yours.
Man, if you want to get outside, you've been locked up, a baseball game's the way to go.
Uh-huh. Well, Danny, if memory serves, you have had the pleasure of doing something most hockey fans only dream of doing.
I don't know, because my memory does not serve.
You have, as I said, if memory serves, have hung out with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I have twice. Two different states.
Detroit, I would imagine, was one of them. Chicago? Okay. Yep.
And I got to drink out of both of them.
That's amazing.
I've drunk out of more Stanley Cups than actual players.
Well, most people only dream of seeing the Stanley Cup until now. Unless you're Danny Bonaducci, you might have to take advantage of this new thing. They're letting you sleep with the Stanley Cup.
And who hasn't done that? That was the guy's name, though, Stanley Cup. I didn't know. He tricked me.
So what they're doing is creating an entire experience. So it's going to be a fantasy suite with three beds and two baths, and the Stanley Cup will be there. You get to pop champagne. There's a big feast. There's a player's stall with your name that they're going to put in your room. And it's going to be like this whole hockey experience.
Sounds great.
You get to skate on the Florida Lightning's home ice.
No way.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. You're the Zamboni ride. You need the Zamboni ride.
You do. You have to have the Zamboni. I want to ride the Zamboni. Gear daddies, I want to ride the Zamboni. Perfect for what we're talking about.
So this will cost you $5,000, and proceeds will go to the Lightning Foundation, which is a charity organization.
All right. If you don't necessarily have the money,
okay.
But if you could afford to do that, would you?
Oh, in the blink of an eye.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've never snuggled the Stanley Cup.
It's not. It's like snuggling a bicycle. It's not the same thing.
Well, we are giving you a chance to win a Mariners prize pack by playing Mariners KZOK Music Trivia. Waldo, please play the clip again. I'll be singing with my band. Cross the water, cross the lake. I thought maybe this was a little bit difficult.
Well, I've been rethinking about the only thing I'm positive of is the band.
Well, it is Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, and Ruth in Woodinville called up right away. She's like, I know that song. That's Fat Bottom Girls from Queen.
Hey, Ruth, I'd have missed it. I had the wrong song. I had Queen, but I forget what song I had, but I didn't. Oh. I'd have lost.
Well, good thing Ruth knew the right answer because she has won herself a Mariners prize pack. Remember, we've got a day game today against the Dodgers, 1:10 start time. Watch on Root Sports or go to mariners.com/tickets to get yours. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI? Call 1-800-DUI-OWA. We have a jam-packed show, all sorts of fun stuff, and the news is next.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5. KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Arnold's Appliance. Well, Tesla stock took a dive yesterday amidst the news that two passengers died when a Tesla moving at a high speed in Texas with nobody in the driver's seat collided with a tree and caught fire.
I mean, I know what the words mean, but that you're telling me that they were driving around in a Tesla that says it has the automatic drive or whatever,
yeah.
But they climbed in the back?
There were two people in the vehicle. One was in the passenger seat and the other was in the back.
Why?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, probably more than that, but I don't think they'd win a lawsuit. I think maybe Musk would pay off just to get this over and done with. But I don't think it's his fault at all. Would you just go, oh, I just bought a $100,000 Tesla, but it says it will drive itself. Let's go 80. Would you do that?
Never.
Me either. It seems crazy. I think you should find the guys that did it.
Well, and they say the Tesla says, yes, it's got the autopilot feature, but you're not supposed to just relinquish control.
No, I think it has some kind of rule about relinquishing control that somebody has to be in that driver's seat.
Exactly. So even if it has what they call full self-driving capability, which a small group of people have,
right,
you're still not supposed to go in the back seat and take a nap.
I don't know why. And I'd be scared. Yeah. I'd be scared to just get in the back seat if there was a driver up there. Yep. You feel weird in the back, but I'm going to do it all by myself in the back. That seems crazy.
Yep.
In Vegas, they have Ubers and stuff that are self-drive.
Oh, yeah.
But they still have someone in the
right,
in the driver's seat. But sitting there watching this car do its own thing is terrifying.
I bet. I don't think I could do that.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Well, there is a video that has everybody talking this morning. It's up at KZOK.com. A protective husband in North Carolina leapt into action to save his wife from a rabid bobcat.
Wow, that's bad news. Bobcat's bad enough, but throw in rabies.
Mm-hmm. It was rabid. And they said the video...
Is it a mountain lion or is it a rabid?
It's a rabid bobcat.
Totally different thing then. I thought it was a rabid.
So you can see in the video that this is just a happy-go-lucky couple. A jogger goes by and he's like, good morning. And then he has his travel mug and they're getting like donuts and everything into the car, when out of nowhere, this wild animal is like,
and geez,
goes and attacks the lady.
Right.
Waldo's shaking his head at me. Was that a bad bobcat impression?
No, I thought that was pretty good.
Me too.
So the bobcat goes over to the lady and attacks her.
Right.
The man, the husband, goes over, grabs it, and says, oh my God, it's a bobcat, and like flings it away. And the bobcat tries to come back and keeps attacking them.
Right.
Well, you can see this video, as I said, at KZOK.com. And there's tons of witnesses. These two people both had to get treated for rabies. They said 30 shots each.
I got them. 1972, I got bit by a hamster. And it freaked me out, so I threw my hands up, and it hit the wall, and it died. So then they gave it was different then. It was 14 shots eventually, all to the stomach.
Yeah, I'd heard that the rabies shots had improved.
Yeah, they have.
So to speak, but why did they need 30 shots?
That's the thing. That's how you do it. Why did I need 14 shots? I don't know why I needed 14 shots, but apparently that's just the way you administer this medicine.
Well, millions of people turned out to watch the... the video of this bobcat.
I got a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Can I fight it?
I don't know, Waldo. What do you think? Could Danny fight this?
Oh, I think Danny could take like 10 of them.
I don't know what it is you need from me, but you have it.
All right. So something crazy happened last night I am sound asleep in bed. It's probably 3 o'clock in the morning. And I get woken up by a dog bark.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the heck? So for those of you who don't know, I live in the Queen Anne section of Seattle. So I hear this dog and it doesn't stop. And I finally realize, oh my gosh, Becky, that's a coyote howling at the moon.
Really? And you'll have those up there, by the way. I used to live in, well, I still live in Queen Anne. Yeah, you'll see that. You'll see a little wildlife. I saw a raccoon up there.
Raccoons, fine. That's totally normal. A coyote in Seattle is super weird.
Ah, those things are bitches.
So Matt went out and looked, and there it is across the street on my neighbor's front yard going, arr, 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 howling.
Terrible coyote impersonation.
Howling at the moon. And this went on for like 20 minutes. And at first, of course, I'm super irritated because I think it's my neighbor's dog.
Right.
Oh, no. There's a coyote in downtown Seattle howling at the moon.
Could you shoot it?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. It's a pain in the ass. It's howling. I'm trying to get some. I'm not even there and I'm mad.
My cats were so freaked out. They didn't leave my side. And then when I left the house this morning, I had watched the rabid bobcat video last night.
Right.
And so I go to come to work this morning and I'm looking all around thinking a coyote's going to attack me.
Yeah, I used to have one of those Chinese crested, meaning they were completely hairless. Mm-hmm. Used to have to put jackets on it in the winter and sunscreen in the summer. It was just a big deal. But sometimes, and I do this with neighbor kids, I can't believe I didn't get in trouble. I'd wrap that little dog in bacon, and then I would take it for a walk up in Griffith Park area. And we actually, one coyote, because I didn't expect anything to happen. I thought I was just being funny for the kids. But one time, I just shooed a bunch, and they ran away, except this one. And I made myself as big as I could, and I did that, and just stared at him, and I went, oh my God, I'm going to fight a coyote.
Dog wrapped in bacon.
Yes.
What they want you to do, Danny, is they run away and get ready, and then the one sits there, and it wants you to follow it into like an ambush.
Are you making that up?
No. Oh, right. You got to deal with them all the time out where I live.
So all I could think of was that terrible movie with Liam Neeson, where he's in like a plane crash, and it's exactly as Waldo described, and he's ready for him. He's got the one, and the one's going to attack him, and he takes all the little airplane bottle minis, and he tapes them to his fingers so that he can fight to the death. So that's what I did this morning.
Your ass kicked, man. Tape little bottles of booze. First, drink the little bottle of booze, work up your courage. But yeah, that's no way. He thinks he's making like MMA gloves, and you're not. You're just being stupid.
Well, that's what I did this morning, and I guess I didn't need to.
No, you're good. Liam Neeson's an idiot.
Well, speaking of the night sky, we have a meteor shower, which will be heading our way starting Saturday.
Cool.
And it will be visible all weekend. They said you'll even get some viewing starting this week, starting tomorrow. So these are the Lyrid meteor showers, and we should get a pretty spectacular week, especially because the skies are clear.
Yeah, yeah. When did you say this was?
This will be starting tomorrow and through the weekend.
All right, great.
Well, for those of you who want to sneak drugs onto your flight.
Yeah.
Turns out the TSA has some equipment that is better for spotting them than anybody thought.
Okay.
So somebody going through Houston's Hobby Airport said they had a breakfast burrito. Delicious. Everybody loves a breakfast burrito.
Right.
So the breakfast burrito goes through the TSA screening machine. What do you call that thing?
An x-ray machine.
Yeah. It's all those airplane minis I had this morning.
That you had to fight Liam Neeson for.
So the person puts all their stuff down through the x-ray scanning machine, and they're like, what is that? And they said, oh, that's my breakfast burrito. Well, they said, could you open that up, please? Because that is kind of putting up some red flags on our x-ray. Turns out it was a burrito full of crystal meth.
Oh, man, I was expecting, well, I don't know why I think that meth is so much worse. It's all bad, but I think meth, because meth users are out of control most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I just always assume it's cocaine.
Right.
Like, why are you smuggling meth through the airport disguised as a breakfast burrito?
I thought they might have a chance at making that one, to be honest with you.
Well, they said it was black tape and dark wrapping around a large organic mass that they realized was not just beans.
Oh, I thought it was a real-life edible burrito.
Well, just the outside.
It's
so
what?
Inside, so you take a tortilla.
Yeah.
And then you put your meth in there that's wrapped up in black tape. And then
Do you know you sound like you're reading this from a recipe? And then you do that, and you take 7 ounces of burrito beans.
Well, but it turns out the x-ray machines are better than we thought.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Although, they did, and they've done this 100 times, but I think it was 60 Minutes very recently, put a gun in a piece of carry-on luggage mm-hmm. and sent it through with the blessing of the airport and TC. What is it? The
TSA.
And they missed it 100% of the time. A gun just went through every single time.
So it was crystal meth. Like, why don't you just put it in like a Coffee Mate bottle and it's my Coffee Mate for my coffee?
I don't know. I thought the burrito would work and it didn't. So let's go for the coffee.
How about some great news this morning?
Love that.
Quaker Oats has announced that Cap'n Crunch is not just cereal anymore. They are coming out with bars.
What do you mean bars?
Like a granola bar, but who wants granola?
I thought you meant like a bar where you sit and you say, yeah, I'll have a shot of Cuervo.
I'll have a shot of Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
So you like a cereal bar.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it'll be the Cap'n Crunch, the red, the green, the blue, and the purple cereal pieces that are all drizzled with a sweet coating, like milk, but it's not milk. There's also the peanut butter crunch flavor. Waldo, you got your hand raised. Do you have a question, sir?
Cap'n Crunch shots sound terrible because Cap'n Crunch cuts your mouth and then you get the burn of the alcohol in the little cuts.
Oh, he's right.
No, he's not. He's Waldo.
Why don't we make Cap'n Crunch flavored vodka?
Why do we make a bag of glass to cut Waldo's mouth?
Well, because he's right that it does cut the roof of your mouth. We all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, I'm pretty sure back in the day when you were a drinking man.
Yeah.
Didn't you do stuff like put Skittles in vodka? And...
Oh, I made new vodka. It was wonderful. I would take a nice bottle, fill it with vodka, and then put in the same colored Skittles. And literally within an hour, you had bright yellow or whatever color you picked vodka. Yum. And it was awesome.
So maybe we just need to get a bottle of Tito's and a box of Cap'n Crunch, and we'll make Cap'n Crunch vodka.
You want to say something? I have both of them right now. I do. Amy's bottle of vodka and I'm pretty sure we still have Cap'n Crunch in the house.
All right, that's your project for after the show today.
No, my project's to relapse and get her very mad at me.
I was thinking she'd do the drinking.
No. Oh, well, yeah, in real life.
Well, there is one more reason to spend time outdoors. According to a new scientific study, scientists say the sounds of nature can decrease pain, lower stress levels, improve your mood, and enhance cognitive performance.
Okay.
So, Danny, I know you and Amy have been going for walks.
Every day.
Matt and I go for walks all the time. That's just something the pandemic has caused a lot of people to do.
Sure.
And you hear the birds chirping, and you hear, I don't know, maybe a babbling brook, depending on where you live.
Here's the last thing I heard while on a walk on Burke Gilman Trail, and that was this. On your left! Hey, shut up! That was my big moment while walking.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that one won't be as relaxing, but scientists say the sounds of nature, it's not just about getting, you know, steps on your Fitbit. It can decrease pain, your stress, and improve your mood.
When the sound makers or whatever you'd put next to your bed and you can make all sorts of different sounds, the rain in the Amazon and lightning and stuff like that, I used them for a while and it seemed to actually help me. I mean, you don't know how much because you fell asleep, but I believe that worked.
Well, there is some sad news in the news.
All right.
Hester Ford was the oldest living American. Yes, I said was. She has just died at the age of 116.
Wow, that is such a long life.
Yep.
And when I look at people over 100, or my mom, 96, totally her wits about her. She's a normal, funny lady. So if you can do that, if you can live to be 100 but not constantly ache and pain and get sick, I would love to do that. Would you live to be 100?
Oh, I plan to.
Okay, that answers that.
116 years old, Hester. That is such an old lady name.
Yeah, it is. Hester Prim or Prin?
Prin. So she had 12 kids, 48 grandchildren, 108 great-grandchildren.
That's a lot of great. Can you imagine her birthday?
That's pretty awesome. She was born in 1904. She made it through COVID and made it through the 1918 influenza pandemic.
Right, sure.
Pretty amazing. When they asked her, what is the secret to longevity? She said, I just live right.
Yeah, but she 160. I never, you know, that's so much.
Yeah, impressive. Well, first Chipotle got into the makeup game, and now it's Reese's. They have decided to sweeten things up with Reese's Cosmetics.
Like, what does that mean?
Eyeshadow palettes, lip balm, blush, and
so
all
you're
of it.
Saying this would be a really good time to lick some lady's face?
Pretty much.
Awesome!
The crazy thing about it, so say Amy decided to use the Reese's makeup.
Yeah.
She'd smell like chocolate.
Yeah, and that'd be great with me. That'd be lovely with me.
You just have a wife that smelled like chocolate all the time while she looked beautiful?
I would, and I would eat her fingers. Now, she'd get mad, but if you're going to smell like chocolate, something's going to happen.
Something very cool for you up at KZOK.com. You've got a chance to win an overnight stay for two at Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Plus, you'd enjoy 1 hour of virtual sports at All Things Sports and $40 in free play. All you need to do is enter online at KZOK.com. We were up there not that long ago, Danny. I mean, remember how amazing that remodel was?
Yeah.
And I think the thing you enjoyed the most was the bowling.
No. You'd be totally right. So I'm keeping this a secret from you.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to take lessons.
Bowling lessons?
Yeah. Because we're going to be doing business and hanging out with the Angel of the Winds often, yep. And I don't want to look that ridiculous again.
Well, it was your first time bowling in a long time, wasn't it?
True, and I got 40. My score was 40, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. And I don't think I've ever beaten that except maybe in high school.
All right, well, you kind of let the cat out of the bag, but I won't hold it against you if you want to take lessons.
This is where, and I end up that Waldo actually does this, where you don't put your thumb in a hole anymore. Yeah. Those are yesterday's bowling techniques. You carry it without the thumb. It's very odd to me.
You know what helped your bowling score, Danny? Is if we
yeah,
had
not
some,
going.
That's, yeah. If we had some pretty sick matching bowling shirts. You know?
Ooh.
I actually have some. I made them for a motorcycle that I was going to ride. And so I have like 3 or 4 that are black with red piping, and they say Amy's and mine naming them. So I'm afraid I'll have to find you one, buddy.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right.
I want one too.
Okay.
It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida. Story of the day.
Yay.
There's a dinosaur on the loose in Florida.
I heard this, and at first I thought you said dinosaur. Why are you going to find a really old lesbian who loves to golf? That's kind of interesting, but nope. You mean dinosaur.
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 A raptor. So a homeowner is sharing her security
camera. My name is Danny, and I'm here to say, sorry, I was a raptor for a minute there.
This woman has shared her security camera footage, and she says, I was woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I've looked at Jurassic Park too many times, but I see a raptor. It's a small dinosaur. It ran across my yard. She has shared this video. You can see for yourself at KZOK.com. She 100% says that is a raptor that ran across her front yard.
Is she right?
Well, I see a dog with a harness running across her yard. Waldo, what do you see?
I see a raptor.
Yeah, you know, between dog or dinosaur, I think the most possible one is dinosaur.
Now I hear it, Danny. It is Dinosaur running across her yard. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida. I tried to buy her house one time when it went on sale. It's exactly any mid-century modern house and wasn't that big, wasn't that fancy. Mm-hmm. $4 million.
What?
I thought it was going to be a normal price. And I don't even live in Palm Springs, so I wasn't really going to buy it. But I thought it was interesting. I became a looky-loo. $4 million. I think it's because Dinah Shore lived there. She's a big deal in Palm Springs.
Well, you can check out all of our past O Florida stories at KZOK.com/Florida, including the one with a dinosaur or Dinah Shore.
What made him sore? I will not stop doing these stupid things, young lady.
News brought to you by Arnold's Appliance. Coming up, well, what day is today?
Today is Tuesday.
I know what that means. Sarah's Filthy Forecast at 7:20. Right after that, you're going to hear a new hourly keyword to win money for something. KZOK.com is where you're going to enter. You're going to hear a new hourly keyword in about a half an hour.